Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Rain. It's the wake-up call.
Sacramento's official home for phone scams happens right here every morning at 6:10 and 8:10 and 24/7 on the radio.com app. All you got to do is search The Wake Up Call. Tell us about your phone scam today, Gavin.
We're calling John at the request of his wife, Roxy. John, do you ever see those wooden bears that people like have outside their homes for some reason? You know, they like all look the same.
Yes.
So John knows how to do that, and he sells them on the side. So I am calling as Don Quake to yell at John because I make those bears, and he's encroaching on my territory.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
I'm looking for John. Is this him?
Wait, you're looking for who?
John!
Yeah, this is him.
I got a bone to pick with you, John. My name is Don Quake. You've probably heard of me because I am the foremost authority and number one seller in Northern California for wooden bear carvings. When my grandson said that he saw your stand, he told me all about it. Little John Wayne Quake is crafty. He took one of your cards and pretended that he was going to buy one of your knockoffs of a Quake bear, and then he showed it to me. And I'm calling you and I'm telling you that this is not right. You are encroaching on my creative region. Do you understand me?
What creative region are you talking about? You're just talking wood.
You are asking for it, John. 2 out of every 5 wooden bears in Northern California is made by yours truly.
Really? I've never heard of you.
Excuse me?
I've never heard of you. What's your name again, John something?
Don Quake. You write that down. Do you even have a license to carve wood?
A what?
Do you have a license to carve wood?
Dude, are you stupid? Why would I need a license to carve wood?
Why do you need... All right, I think you're the one who's stupid here because you absolutely do need a federally recognized license to become a wood whittler. And if you don't have it, boy, you better lawyer up because there are people, I'm not saying me, that would come after you about that. You could find yourself sticky lawsuit, my friend.
And where did you get this license from?
Where did I get my license from?
Yeah.
A long time ago, somebody told me that you needed a license, so the internet wasn't really around then, so what I did was I talked to my friend Bernice, who is a travel agent, and when I was there getting my passport, because at the time I thought I was going to have to live in the jungles of Nicaragua for a while.
Okay, give me a short version of the story, man. You're wasting my time. Give me
what?
A short version. You're wasting my time.
Okay, let me finish. You can get it online. And man, and it only costs $280, and you have to send pictures of your woodwork in.
So you pay $280 for a carving license?
For a wood whittling license.
I'm trying to be really nice, and I'm telling you, I think you got duped, man.
Duped?
Yeah.
I'll just let you know that I've flashed my badge to lots of people.
You have a badge. What does that even mean?
Well, it's not so much a badge as it was a certificate that I wrote my name on and then printed out.
All right, dude. You look like you got duped, man. I don't know what else to tell you, all right?
Okay, well, I think we'll find out in time which one of us is rolling the dice. And it ain't Don Quake.
All right, man. I'm not going to waste any more time.
All right, I appreciate that. John, one more thing before you go. None of this has been real. This is a phone scam on 106.5 The End. The morning show, it's the wake-up call. My name's Gavin. None of this has been real.
Are you serious, man?
Your girlfriend Roxy emailed me and asked me to do this.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.